All right, today we're talking about the peace of God. Not the peace of my bank account, not the peace and security in my job or my fitness, or you could fill in the blanks of all these good things, but ultimate peace comes from God. Remember, the scripture kind of puts it this way. He said, I am the Prince of Peace. And we're living in a world that's pretty crazy. Every year, there's things that are going on, whether it's political, whether it's the financial world, whether it's the international issues that we face, or even national issues that we face, or even just issues in your own world. There's no worries like the worries in your own family even. So this world is fighting to find peace in many ways. And sometimes when we're looking for peace, it gets us into trouble. But God's the root. God's the foundation. God's the one we run to when we're looking for peace. I hear this quote. It said, worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. Oh, gosh, that's so true. Worry is never going to rob and take away this thing that could potentially happen. And I saw the statistic. It said 32% of Americans admit that they have a new level of anxiety on their lives than they did before. It was roughly 46% of people said that they're about the same level of anxiety as they were last year. And really, here's a stunning number, I thought. Less than 20% of people were saying that they actually have less anxiety than they did in the past few years. And I think we all admit there are levels of anxiety that's part of life, but then there's there's a healthy version and an unhealthy version. And it's not just a line necessarily, but it kind of blends together. I want to challenge you. I want to ask you a question. Where are you with worry? Are you consumed with worry about whether it's somebody in your family or your future? And majority of these things that we ever worry about, over 78%, they say, never happen. These things they're empowered, and we build these things in our mind and we build them up emotionally only to find out that they never, ever happen. But how do we combat it? Because it's not just a thing of me to stop thinking about it, because it's never going to let you go in a one sense, because we're living in a real world and there are challenges. So I want to give you a few practical things that you and I can do, and it will help service your future and working with worry and anxiety. Number one is I encourage you to have a journal. Maybe it's in notes in your notes app in your phone, or a journal where you write out your thoughts. Do you know what I found? Is that when you write these things out, all of a sudden it's out of here and it's down here. And when you go back to it and you look at it, yeah, you still might be dealing with some things. It doesn't have the same power over you. Do you know what it means when you remember something? To remember something means I put it back together in my head. Now, those could be good things or bad things. And here's the deal, guys. Even in science, it tells us this, is that when you're putting something together in your head, that the reason why it's easy to do, because it has a strong emotional tie to it. So if there's tragic or harsh things or hard things that happen in your life or you're struggling with, or you think based on something in the past, then you're going to put those things back together. And guess the emotion that's tied to that thought. Well, that's why all of a sudden your state changes, your body language changes, your next few hours of your life change, because you're putting something back together and taking yourself to a place that's not really healthy. Now, we can't just forget about everything, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to write these things out, write these things down, and I want you to put answers to some of these things, whether it's one of our previous posts of I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or I'm capable, I'm able to do what I need to do to deal with what's in my life today, because God's empowered me to deal with what I'm dealing with today. The second thing you do is keep yourself moving, is exercise. It's well-proven fact. I'm not saying you got to turn around and be the next, you know, greatest model, but there is something to be said for health and your mental capacity. It's up to you to take care of yourself. So what does that mean? It means what do I eat? I got to exercise. I got to work out. I make it to the gym 4 to 5 times a week. Can I be honest with you? One of my struggles is just making sure what's going in, because I love to cook and be a chef. So sometimes I'm not eating right, but I do get my workouts in. Why? Because I feel better here. The other part of this is besides the exercise and writing out my thoughts, sometimes things are just so overwhelming. I want to encourage you, don't carry the weight alone. talk to somebody, reach out to somebody, whether you have a coach or whether you have a pastor, whether you have a counselor. I've gone to see a counselor before. I've gone through some stuff. We went through stuff with our daughter. It was so overwhelming. And I'm used to being the counselor for people. For decades, I've been the counselor, but I needed somebody. All of us are human. Sometimes things get strong and get heavy, and there's no reason for you to have to suffer more than you have to. So find a trusted source. And then lastly is today, was the scriptures tell us. It says, look, in every situation with prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And he said, and then guess what? What the peace of God transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds. Powerful. I hope you pick up on this and take some time on this to ask God. We don't just need that protection for our minds, but we also need it for our heart, because our heart is the passion. It's where it's driving our life. It's what fills our life. Our mindset's directing us. So the promise is amazing for you and for me. We do this with thanksgiving, and we make these requests known. We do these other things. And guess what? God has a way of working through it all. And we don't have to go through under as much stress as we tend to put ourselves through. I hope you enjoyed today, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow.